The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Friday the 15th of June, and it's a busy day on the flat at York and Sandown, and over in Ireland at Ferry House as well. Chepstow and Goodwood in the evening. We've also got jumping action from Newton Abbott in the afternoon and Aintree in the evening as well. So plenty to keep us occupied on Racing Radio. The team will be live in the studio from 1:40, but here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby. I'm joined by Chris Pimlott. Hello, Pimmers. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Jimmy. Yes, very well indeed. Very well. I'm pleased to say the weather is picking up a little bit here in Yorkshire, and looking forward to two fantastic days on the Knavesmire. Obviously, the big day is the big charity day at York on Saturday, the Macmillan Research Day, and again, there's that fabulous charity race when he's there, isn't he?
Who's there?
The lad off Love Island.
Oh, what's he called? Chris Hughes.
Yeah. I heard he's actually quite capable in
the
saddle. Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's been spending a lot of time with Jonjo O'Neill, I believe. So, yeah, he's good. He's good. So he'd be a little Brucey bonus for everybody on the Knavesmire on Saturday.
Not like when
Love Island comes to Yorkshire, Jimmy.
When Michael Owen rode in that charity race and he did not move a muscle. I think he was just hoping he wasn't going to fall off.
That's right. Well, again, Jimmy, you wouldn't know, but riding's not just as easy as you think.
Is it not?
No, trust me.
It's very easy for me as a punter to sit there. And
yes, exactly. And don't forget, these are all for a good cause anyway. So hopefully he'll raise plenty of money.
Fantastic. Yeah, let's hope they make lots of money, and let's hope it's a fantastic couple of days of racing. You've got a couple of tips for us in terms of Friday's racing, Pimmers. Where are they? They're both at York?
Both on the knees, my goodness gracious me. Couldn't go anywhere else, could I? Nowhere else at all. But again, as pro normal Knavesmire, not easy to try and get those winners found. Very competitive racing. And again, more often than not, and I don't like saying this, it's usually a bookie's benefit at York.
Well, we like that here, don't we, though?
No, we do not like it here at all, Jimmy. We are not on the side of William Hill. We are anti them. We are the punter.
Okay, I'll let you speak for yourself on that one.
Okay, you just want to keep your job, I know. Not a problem. Anyway, 220 at York is the first race I'm going to go for first. It's a very, very competitive 12-runner handicap over a mile and two. And I'm going to take a chance with Nathan here. Beautifully bred individual by Nathaniel. He was beaten the last time we saw him 273 days ago. But his profile is very, very progressive. Not too many miles on the clock. And it's certainly, for me, he's going to be a player tomorrow. Obviously, I would imagine King Kenny could be at the Knavesmire. Again, it would be interesting to see how he thinks he strips fit. He's from a stable that Ken has a bit of an in with of Alan King. And I'm sure he's going to be a big, big player there tomorrow afternoon. And another friend of the show, James Millman. Well, his dad's running Master Carpenter. And there's one thing the Carpenter likes is the Knavesmire. Usually leaves his best form for there. And although he's possibly not been firing on all cylinders of like, I think he could well be a big player tomorrow afternoon. So, Nathan, hopefully to land the spoils, and Master Carpenter to hopefully get a place.
Nathan for Pimmers then in that 220 at York runs as a gelding for the first time, son of Nathaniel, and a return to a sounder surface as well seems likely. So that was the 220. Where did you have a selection run?
Oh, goodness gracious me. I've gone from difficult to very difficult.
We've stepped up a gear, have we?
We have indeed, yeah. Going to the 3:30 at York, 7 furlong. It's the Irish Thoroughbreds marketing handicap. So there'll be a lot of freebies from the Irish marketing marquee tomorrow, so it would be nice to be able to just participate of a little bit of a freebie there. Again, very competitive seven furlong race. Great to see the North very well represented in the 20-runner field. Mick Easterby's saddles three, and I more than likely think that Imperial State could be the best of his three challenges. Of the others that are coming from the North, I thought Hajam's an interesting player, son of Paco Boy, who won last time out, and again comes from the inform yard of David O'Meara. And the other one I'm going to go for is Tinky Winky's Queso. The man is red hot. He's on fire. Yet another 40-1 winner at Hamilton Park last night. He can do no wrong. And his little horse, Queso, a gelded son of Excelebration, has been in rampant form of late. Takes a step up in grade. Stakes are a £7 rise in the weights. But I do feel that there's a lot more to come from this fella. And again, tomorrow afternoon could be his crowning moment. Queso for Tinky Winky.
Queso then for Nigel Tinkler in that 330 for Yorkshire Pimmers. And it's Lewis Evans in the saddle. He claims three off the back of the son of Excelebration. So we're all looking forward to York this weekend, Pimmers. But of course, it's quite a quiet weekend, you know, in terms of the top quality stuff, as we get ready for Royal Ascot next week, the biggest week of the flat season. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And as with Cheltenham, I always feel that the first day of the Royal Meeting is the best day's racing. And we've got some absolutely outstanding stuff on that opening day. And again, looks like the weather's going to be kind, not too hot, but fairly dry. So we should have real perfect ground for these top-class flat horses. And obviously, not just the Royal Meeting, but it's an international meeting now, isn't it? Because they come from wide and far, and in the King's Stand State, the five furlong dash on the opening day. We've got Aidan O'Brien with a number of entries. We've got a USA in the shape of Bush Hero, and obviously the flying filly, Lady Aurelia. And we've also got an entry from, I think it's Australia, somewhere along the line on that opening day as well. And we've also got a French-trained Finsbury Square in that King's Stand. So truly international, truly out of this world, and just enjoy. And if I can give you, Jimmy, if you ever go to Royal Ascot, just save a little bit of time in your day after the races to the bandstand.
Because is that
right? There is nothing more British than that sing-song round the bandstand after racing. Well, fabulous.
Top tips there.
Top tips.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually never been to Ascot at all for the Royal Meeting for anything.
Have you not?
No, I've not.
Well, you've not missed a lot maybe during the winter when there's nobody there and it's like a morgue.
God, you're supposed to be a jumps man.
Well, I am, but you know, there's no atmosphere there in the winter. But when it comes to this Royal Meeting, wowee, it'd make the hairs stand up on the back of your neck. The atmosphere is electric.
Fantastic. Anything else you're looking forward to from across the week? Or is it just the Tuesdays because you've got the entries for that in the Racing Post in front of you?
Exactly. Well, we're looking forward to that, but we're looking forward to the whole meeting, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just would like to see some success coming back to the North. Mark Johnson, David O'Meara, Fahey, to name but a few that hopefully will be sending plenty of runners down there.
Hopefully a good week for the North and hopefully a good week for flat racing in general. Royal Ascot and every race live on William Hill Racing Radio. We'll cover it on the Racing Podcast as well, of course, as part of an incredibly exciting week of action with us here at William Hill. Royal Ascot and the World Cup continues as well.
What? What's on?
Yeah, the World Cup. Ah, it's starting today as we record this.
Muting of that footy tournament, yeah. Interesting.
News.williamhill.com for all the latest on Royal Ascot and the World Cup. And join us on Racing Radio for the Royal Meeting and also for all of Friday's racing. Pimmers, thanks for being with us today.
Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.